The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach, developer of the fine line of longevity nutritional products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. But of course, it needs the raw materials to do its work, the raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Excuse me. We're here to help you understand how to use nutritional supplements, how to use the Longevity line of supplements. If you've got questions about the Longevity supplements, or if you've got questions about your prescription drugs, about herbal medicine, about nutrition in general, if you want to get off your prescriptions and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out. We want to hear from you on our priority line, 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or you can reach us toll-free, 888-379-2552. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Well, welcome aboard. Thanks for joining us today on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I love doing this program. Dr. Wallach, as you know, if you've listened to me speak, is one of my mentors. I got into using nutrition as a healing modality after listening to Dr. Wallach and understanding what he was talking about. Of course, one of Dr. Wallach's most important formulations is the Doc Wallach's Pig Pack, the majestic earth, plant-derived minerals, and tangy tangerine, the ultimate essential fatty acids, and the ultimate glucogel caps. The ultimate glucogel caps are composed of gelatin and glucosamine, two very important supplements for building bones and helping with cartilaginous destruction, or if you have arthritis. Many people benefit from taking the Pig Pack. The Pig Pack was one of Doc Wallach's most important, is one of Doc Wallach's most important products, was one of his first developments, and it really is, like all of nutritional supplementation, not all that complicated to understand how it works. Of course, minerals are involved in all of the processes in the body, and as Dr. Wallach has said many times, and I've said as well, we don't get the minerals we need, not only because we're not trying to get the minerals that we need, but because the minerals just aren't in the food as they should be because of how we farm and because of over-farming, because the soils are depleted of minerals, hence the vegetables are depleted of minerals, and hence the animals that eat the vegetables are depleted of minerals as well. Minerals are important for almost every single biochemical function you can name, and they're also, of course, important for building tissue. If you have osteoarthritis or joint disease, you'll benefit by taking in the colloidal minerals, colloidal meaning small. Simply put, a little more chemistry than that, but simply put, the molecules are small enough to do their work. That's the importance of colloidal liquid minerals. Essential fatty acids are also critically important for every single function in the body, also for building tissue. Folks, if you want to remember something about nutrition, something that you don't hear a lot of people talk about, remember this. You cannot grow protein without fat. In fact, you want to make that a mantra. You want to make that something that you memorize when it comes to understanding nutrition. You cannot grow protein without fat. Aging is largely the end result of lack of production of proteins. And you cannot grow protein without fat. Of course, I'm talking about essential fatty acid fat, not just any kind of fat. If you're trying to grow cartilaginous protein, the protein in your cartilage, or trying to grow bone protein, you have to make sure you're getting enough essential fatty acids, thus the importance of the ultimate EFA capsules, which are balanced essential fatty acids. Of course, EFAs, essential fatty acids, have multiple roles to play in human health. They're important for protecting your heart. They're important for good blood pressure. They're important for nice, soft, moist, healthy skin. In fact, if you have dry skin, you probably can rest assured that you got yourself an EFA deficiency. I use dry skin as a diagnosis of essential fatty acid deficiency. One of the benefits that you'll get when you start to supplement with the Pig Pack is not only will your bones start to feel better and your cartilage will start to build up better, but you'll also have great skin because you'll be making more moisture factors and you'll be making more collagen in your skin. As a matter of fact, anything that you do to improve bone health and to improve cartilage health will also improve skin health. Your skin's most important protein is something called collagen, and you can help collagen production by making sure that you're ingesting something like gelatin and glucosamine, which you'll find in the Ultimate Glucogel Caps. The Glucogel Caps are composed of just that. They're composed of gelatin and glucosamine, which will help you with your cartilage and will help you with your collagen. So not only does the pig pack help you with your arthritis, but it'll help you with your wrinkles as well. So if you want to look younger as well as feel younger, the pig pack is a great way to go. Gelatin and collagen and proteins are not only important to supplement with, they're important to eat as well. One of the best food sources of substances like collagen and gelatin is bone broth, soup broth, chicken broth. Chicken soup is a great food, not just for your immune system, not just if you have a cold, but also for your arthritis and also for wrinkles to protect from aging. Chicken soup and bone broth, fish stock broth made with bones from fish or chicken or beef, is a rich source of collagen and a rich source of gelatin. It's also a rich source of other important cartilage-building foods. Remember, building cartilage is also important for skin health, so it's also a rich source of skin health foods as well. One of the most important of these substances is something called hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is found throughout the body, especially in joint fluids, but it's also found in your eyes, it's found in your ears, it's found wherever you have a sort of spongy or watery sort of feeling, and hyaluronic acid is also important for the immune system. And you can get enough hyaluronic acid by making sure that you're eating your bone broth and your soup broth. In fact, you could think of bone broth as a poor man's joint and skin health supplement, not only because of hyaluronic acid, but also because of minerals, because of chondroitin, and of course because of protein. Your bones, of course, are made of protein. Your cartilage is largely protein. Your skin is largely protein. And bone broth, real bone broth with bones and water, is a great way to make sure that you're getting enough protein. Tastes good too, and it's cheap and it's easy to make. How do you make bone broth? Put your bones into some water, let the water simmer, all that good nutrition will come out of the bones and come into the water, and if you're smart, you'll throw in vegetables into that water and you'll get potassium and electrolytes, and it's a great way to get your veggies as well, and it tastes good too. Throw some spices, throw some cayenne in there, and you know what? It's great for your digestive system as well. We'll talk more about good nutritional supplementation, we'll talk more about good health when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program on the CBS Radio Network. We want to hear from you today at 831-685-1080 or toll free 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552 or 831-685-1080. Don't go away. We're coming back right after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your longevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Thanks to Ben. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, pinch hitting today for Dr. Wallach, developer of the fine line of longevity nutritional supplements. We're here to help you understand how to use nutritional supplementation in general and the longevity line of supplements in specific. If you've got questions about supplements or healthcare questions, or if you want to get off your prescription drugs, we're going to help you do that. So give us a call at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Also, if you've got a success story that you want to share, how nutritional supplementation has helped you or your family, we'd love to hear from you. 888-379-2552 or on the priority line at 831-685-1080. I'll be sitting in, as I always am, for the next 45 minutes or so with my good buddy and colleague, Douglas Winfrey. Hello, Doug.
Howdy. Good to have you on once again.
Thank you for having me.
I thought maybe we might talk a little bit about vitamin D today.
My favorite.
I knew you liked that one. I've actually got a couple of articles that were published recently. One that I just pulled off the internet today that was a CNN story. Okay. Headline here is, vitamin D is hot. Here's how to get it. And they're talking about all the recent discoveries that vitamin D is involved in a lot of things involving your health.
Recently published.
But yeah, in fact, there was actually a University of Toronto study that was recently published, and it was published in a couple of different journals, and it actually found that women who were diagnosed between 89 and 95 with breast cancer, they were followed until 06. Those who had low vitamin D, vitamin D deficiencies, basically, upon the diagnosis of their breast cancer, were 94% more likely to have the cancer spread or metastasize, and 73% more likely to die from that cancer, whereas those women, that was compared to women who did not have low levels of vitamin D. And they also found that 75% of the women who had been diagnosed with breast cancer were deficient in vitamin D. And so the other article, the new CNN article, is talking about, what vitamin D does. They talk about how it's unique in the aspect that it actually acts more like a hormone.
Okay.
As it was discovered after they discovered A, B, and C, so that's how it got the D, and it's really not a vitamin. And
they must have been listening to me on
the doctors. Interesting. I was reading this article, when they were saying things like, vitamin D begins as a relative of cholesterol, dihydrocholesterol, stored in your skin, and then absorbs sunlight, and then it occurs. When that occurs, dehydrocholesterol is transformed into pre-vitamin D3, and they go on mostly.
Where are you hearing that? They're listening to the dead doctors.
I know it. I mean, I thought, well, geez, somebody listened to Ben talking about vitamin D, because it was all the same stuff I've been hearing you talk about. They talk about in this article the different sources on how you can supplement. You can get it from foods, and you can get it from the sunlight. And what was interesting in the other article, where they were talking about the low vitamin D levels and increased risk for breast cancers to metastasize and die from and things, even the lead researcher, a professor of medicine from the University of Toronto, who led the study, Pamela Goodwin, she actually said, well, even though we found this, I certainly wouldn't encourage anyone to go out and take vitamin D supplements as a preventative measure.
Can you believe it?
Work
with me on this logic. Just follow me. Just see if this makes sense. Okay, so I'm going to just follow this along. So vitamin D is protective against breast cancer. And oh, by the way, vitamin D, just as an aside, is also protective against skin cancer. Okay?
And prostate
as well, right? Okay. So vitamin D is protective against cancer, skin cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. The sun helps you make vitamin D. Does that mean that the sun is protective against skin cancer?
No, the sun gives you skin cancer, and you need SPF
9 billion
to keep the
How
sun from
ironic
killing
is
you,
that?
Yeah.
How ironic is that it turns out that a little bit of sun will protect you against skin cancer? Is that ironic?
Yeah, they were recommending about the same amount as you do, about 30 minutes a day or
just
at least
burn.
2 or 3 days a week.
Just
and, yeah,
burn.
Not burn and
just
that kind
burn.
Of stuff. It was just crazy to read this article, though. And I'm like going, I went back after I got into it to check to make sure you hadn't been the author of the article.
You know, they're also finding out it's protective against melanoma. It's protective against multiple sclerosis. There are whole journals out now that are dedicated simply to vitamin D research. And you're absolutely correct. Vitamin D is not a vitamin, even though we call it a vitamin. It's classified biochemically as a hormone, and the reason that is so is because your skin, your body, makes its own vitamin D. The definition of a vitamin is something that has to come from outside the body, and while vitamin D is available outside the body in supplements and certain foods, especially organ meats and the skin of fish and the skin of chicken, it's really best to get your vitamin D simply by allowing the sun to contact the cholesterol in your skin and allow it to turn into vitamin D. We'll talk more about this because this is a very interesting topic, vitamin D. as well as take your calls. If you have questions, we'd love to hear from you. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program on the ZBS Radio Network. We're coming back right after this. Don't go away.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi everyone, Judy DeVilbiss here. I wanted to tell you a little bit about a really incredible product we have. It's very unique, it's different than any other product. It's called The Tally. It's an ultimate juice loaded with antioxidants. And let's face it, we all need that to help get rid of all the free radicals and all the things in our body trying to cause us to have cancer. The Tally is just absolutely loaded. And they make all of these beautiful things in there strictly from 14 fruits and vegetable extracts. No products are as great as this. I drink it myself, and you know something? It's one of the healthy products that absolutely tastes delicious. People that drink wine think it's as good as or better than wine. People that do not take alcohol into their system think that this is absolutely the most delicious thing they've ever had. So think about this. A healthy drink tastes delicious. You can use it like wine. Why not?
To order great-tasting Vitali, call your local Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs sitting in for Doc Wallach today, along with Doug Winfrey, taking your calls at 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're talking a little bit about vitamin D and the sun. And we started off, Doug, by talking about glucosamine and the pig pack. What do you think the relationship between your joints and your bones and vitamin D is?
Vitamin D allows your body to be able to absorb the calcium.
That's exactly right. That's one of vitamin D's main roles, is it's involved in the absorption of calcium. So if you're going to be taking your pig pack and you want to make sure that you're getting your calcium, you also want to make sure that you're getting out in the sun. And I didn't say this when we were talking earlier, but another wonderful source, in fact, probably the best food source. What do you think the best food source of vitamin D is?
Let's see.
Actually a supplement. Cross of a supplement and a food source.
Cross of a supplement and a food source.
Best source of vitamin D and a
kelp.
Very good source of A. No. It's fish liver oils, cod liver oil.
Really?
Yep. Great.
So you could get some vitamin D from the EFAs.
Absolutely. If they're cod and fish. And I think
or EFA Plus.
EFA Plus, right. If you get cod oil, cod liver oil and fish oil, those are wonderful sources of vitamin D. Now, the best source is the sun, as I said earlier. But if you want a good food source, make sure you're getting enough cod liver oil or fish liver oil. Fish liver is very high in vitamin D. Cod is the best fish, is wonderful, wonderful for all kinds of benefits, especially the omega-3s, but you do get, as a bonus, vitamin A and vitamin D as well. Vitamin D's got all kinds of roles to play in health. And also, by the way, you know, we talk about vitamin D for calcium absorption, but you know, vitamin K is also very important for allowing calcium to do its work. In fact, vitamin K and vitamin D together have wonderful, wonderful bone-building properties. And if you're worried about osteoporosis as you get older, you'd be really smart to make sure that you're getting enough fish oil, not only for the vitamin A and the vitamin D, but also for the omega-3 oils. And then if you throw in some vitamin K, you can make, and some good protein, you can make sure that your bones stay nice and healthy. We all hear about calcium, Doug, for osteoporosis. You know, we get more calcium in this country than any other country in the world.
Yeah, but isn't a lot of that the kind of calcium you don't really absorb very much?
It's not absorbed very well.
A good chunk of it is.
That's true. It's not absorbed very well. And also, most of the calcium we get does come from milk. And milk has competing minerals in it that keep your body from absorbing that calcium. So calcium intake is only a very small fraction of what's important when it comes to building strong bones. You know, calcium's main role in the body is not bone health and not for building bones. Calcium's main role in the body is electromagnetism and electrical activity, especially for the heart and for your nerves. That's really where calcium becomes very, very important. As far as bone health goes, there's a lot of other important things. And I said this earlier in our break, but we hardly ever talk about this on the show. I say this a lot when I do my skincare talks. You can't grow protein without fat. If you are not getting enough essential fatty acids, you're not going to be able to build up bone, build muscle, make proteins for digestive enzymes, and especially for your skin. If you're worried about getting wrinkles as you get older, get yourself on a good essential fatty acid supplement, as well as making sure that you're getting enough good protein. And that pig pack, because of the gelatin, the collagen in the gelatin, and the minerals that you get in the pig pack, and the essential fatty acids, of course, is a great way not only to build up cartilage if you have arthritis, but also to keep yourself from getting wrinkles. There's a relationship between wrinkling and degenerative diseases like arthritis or osteoporosis. Folks who have arthritis or osteoporosis are much more likely to get wrinkles and to look older faster. So if you're not interested in taking care of your health for health reasons, do it for vanity reasons. If nothing else, you're going to look better as well as feel stronger and healthier. Okay, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. We're talking about the sun and vitamin D and bone health and anything else you want to talk about today. So if you've got questions or want to chime in on our topics, we'd love to hear from you at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. We're coming back after this break with more good health information. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie show on the ZBS Radio Network.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up.
With their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We do have a couple of lines open, so now is your opportunity. Usually the lines are full, so if you've been trying to get through to us in the past and haven't been able to, you have an opportunity to do that now, but you got to do it quick because the lines fill up pretty fast. We're talking about bone health, degenerative diseases. We're also talking a little bit about vitamin D and the sun and the importance of the sun. There's a great book if you're interested in the importance of the sun. You know, Doug, I was at a party a couple weeks ago, and this gal, we were talking about skincare, and I was talking to this young gal, and she's like, oh, I never go in the sun. I totally stay out of the sun. And I said, gave her my little rap, you know, about how important the sun is. You got to have some sun. She looked at me like I was from another planet. She thought I was, she couldn't believe that I would actually tell people as a skincare person to go out and get some sun. Yet, if you keep up with the news more and more, you're going to start to see that doctors themselves are telling folks to make sure that you get a little bit of sun. Not only to keep yourself, like to keep you making vitamin D, but you know, ultraviolet light, the kind of radiation that comes from the sun, UV radiation, can actually help reduce bacteria on the skin. It actually has antibacterial properties.
Sure.
There's light therapy for, there's light therapy for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. There's light therapy for psoriasis. There's light therapy for lowering infection rates. Light therapy is a very tried and true mechanism for helping heal the body from a lot of things. So even though the sun has been getting this bad rap for probably the last 20 or 30 years, physicians have known good and well that light therapy is a very important healthcare treatment for a lot of different health issues. I know of one study that talked about the ability of UVB rays to help improve airway immunity for folks who had asthma. It's actually done on rice. What they did is they induced allergies in mice, and then they exposed the mice to UVB radiation. There's three kinds of radiation, UVB, UVA, and UVC. They used UVB radiation, and they actually found that it reduced the immune response inside the lungs, helping open up the lungs, perhaps for asthmatics or folks who have other inflammatory diseases. So the sun, as bad a rap as it's gotten, really is undeservedly so, because you can get a lot of health benefits by getting yourself out in the sun. And by the way, Doug, don't you feel better when you get a little bit of sun?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you don't get burnt to the point where you know, you're burnt, and I've been burned pretty bad
burning.
A few times. But
no, not burning.
Yeah, just getting out in the sun for 30, 40 minutes. I love to get out in a nice warm summer day and just sit in a chair or something and just soak some rays up. And it's like you just feel so relaxed and you feel at peace. And, you know, and I have a theory on that.
Yeah.
If we weren't meant to get a certain amount of sun, I think the good Lord would have provided us with fur all over.
That's right. Or at least
the really large flat heads that would act as an umbrella and shade the rest of our body.
Or maybe we would have been born with like sunglasses or shades on or something like that.
Or our bodies, instead of making vitamin D, our skin would have been making SPF 90.
Exactly. Like its own sunscreen.
Yeah.
It actually does make its own sunscreen. It's called melanin. And you know what? A tan, by the way, you know, you ever hear people say a tan is damaged skin?
No, that's good skin.
It is not damaged skin. No, a tan is your friend. A tan is the way your skin protects itself. A tan is not damaged skin, although you can have people who it can be associated with damaged skin, but a tan is not damaged skin. Not only that, a tan is your best friend in terms of protecting your skin. You want a little bit of a tan to protect yourself from some of the sun. Get yourself a base tan now that summer is starting to come around the corner here. Get yourself a base tan, and then you'll have a wonderful way of protecting yourself from the sun. But keep in mind that a tan will keep you from getting that UVB ray that helps you make vitamin D. And you know the best sun for vitamin D, Doug? Between 10 and 2 in the afternoon in the summer.
Just like they used to say, those are the best tanning rays.
Exactly, because they're related, vitamin D and the tanning ray. Okay, we're going to talk more about health issues, sun care, sun protection, using the sun. I'm going to tell you what the best way to protect yourself from the sun is. When we come back from break, 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Toll free. Got a couple lines open. We want to hear from you on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. We're coming back right after this.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc's onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Hi, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, developer of the fine line of Youngevity nutritional supplements, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. If you've got questions about supplementation or the Youngevity products, or if you just want to chime in about our topics for today, we want to hear from you at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or toll-free, 888-379-2552. We've got guy on hold, I believe. We got somebody on hold there, so we'll take a call, and then we do have some lines open, so give us a call if you've got questions. Let's see who's on hold there, Doug.
Let's head to Florida and talk to Jack. Jack, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Jack.
Hello. Hi, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
I was diagnosed about a little bit over 7 years ago with something called aggressive systemic sclerodoma.
Okay.
I'm originally from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I moved down here to Funiac, Florida here.
Okay.
This last year so that I could survive a little bit longer.
Okay.
They're giving me I'm on a nice breakfast every morning. I take Norotin, Agronox, Norvasc, Nexium.
Oh gosh, buddy. You must feel like crap. You probably feel terrible.
Well, after I'm done taking all the medicine, I sure don't feel like eating breakfast.
I'm sure you don't.
I didn't even name them all. I take Klonopin.
Oh, buddy. Do you have any energy?
No, I don't.
No, I'm sure you don't. Those are all powerful downers. Every one of those.
I know.
Oh, my God. That's amazing that you're hanging in there. You know what? I can't. That's terrible. Is it the same doctor that's putting you on all that stuff?
Well, no. I've been a specialist in everything. That's why they have a lot of specialists.
Are different doctors putting on different skin disease, different drugs?
They're all holding it about the same line. There might be a little bit of a change after some blood work, but not much. I mean, it's all the same kind of medications.
How's the scleroderma showing up? Is it a skin issues? Are you getting those deposits?
I have the arthritis.
Okay.
I have the ulcers on the fingers and toes, you know.
All right, so...
tightening of the skin.
Okay.
Muscle soreness, skin soreness.
And are the drugs helping? Are you taking the drugs and your scleroderma is completely gone and you're healed?
No,
the drugs
it'll
are
never
so
be
magical.
Gone. They gave me... It's not good news. I mean, you know, I don't expect to be around much longer.
Oh, no, don't say that. We're going to take
care of you. Well, it's not my idea.
No. We're going to take care of you, buddy. Here, first of all, the drugs aren't helping you, clearly. They don't help you. There's no such thing as a scleroderma medicine. All those drugs, for example, the Norotin is a central nervous system drug for seizures. The Klonopin is a drug for seizures. I forgot the other ones that you mentioned, but none of the drugs that you're taking is a scleroderma. There's no such thing as a scleroderma medicine. Because scleroderma is an autoimmune disease. It's a disease where the body turns on itself, basically. The manifestations are usually in the skin, but you can also get them in the joints, as you're experiencing. Some folks have blood vessel issues. The body is basically turning on itself. So the question to ask is, why is the body attacking itself? Usually when the body is attacking itself, something is getting into the system that is being perceived as an enemy, and it's kind of disguising itself or hiding inside the body. So the body, the immune system, is doing its little survey, and it sees the enemy, but the enemy is sort of hiding behind your blood vessels or hiding behind your skin. And I'm being kind of metaphorical here. But basically what's happening is the immune system is, in an effort to get at the enemy, is attacking itself. So you got to figure out what that enemy is. More often than not, the enemy's coming in through the digestive system. Are you with me on this?
Yes, sir.
So you got to key in on what is, and it's not 100%, but it's a good 90%. What is getting into the system through the digestion, through your food, that is being perceived as the enemy? The biggest culprits are going to be grains, dairy, soy. It could be peanuts or beans. For some folks, it's chicken. It's tough to isolate. But the best thing to do, because it's so tough to isolate, is to complete... And by the way, do you have any digestive issues?
Sure, I have acid reflux.
Okay. The best thing to do is to completely eliminate solid food for a week and stick to vegetable broths. Make yourself vegetable broths and vegetable juices, because usually those are benign. Try to stick with celery and cucumber. Try and stay away from tomatoes for a little bit, because some folks have a problem with tomatoes. And stay away from eggplants. Some folks have a problem with those. Stick with the very mild, benign vegetables for a week or so. Do vegetable juices, vegetable soups. You may want to throw in some fats, the ultimate EFAs, Longevity's ultimate EFAs, but stay away from solid food for a week. You should feel better just from doing that. Because if it's in the digestive system, as soon as you eliminate what's causing the problem, you'll start to feel better. Then, gradually reintroduce solid food. Starting with the likely culprit, start with dairy for a little bit and see how you feel. If that makes you feel worse, then you'll know you got a problem with dairy. Or maybe with grains. Start with grains. If you have a problem with that, then maybe eliminate the grains. Okay, you follow me with this? But you want to zoom in on the digestive system. I'm telling you what, Jack, that week that you eliminate food and just drink the vegetable broths, you're going to feel better than you felt in years. Okay? Because the problem is in the core of the body. You might also might want to throw in some probiotics, because probiotics help with the reflux and help with the digestive system as well. So that's what I'd be recommending for you. If you find, as soon as you find out the food that's triggering the responses, eliminate that food entirely, and gradually you'll come up with a list of foods that are causing problems, and you should be able to take care of a large part of that autoimmune problem, the scleroderma. The drugs are making it worse. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So if you don't mind, if you can call us back and let us know how you're doing with that, that would be great.
I'll tell you what, I will. I'll drive up and see you.
I appreciate that, Jack. Thanks so much for calling, too, by the way.
No, thank you. I never heard this approach before, ever.
There you go. Okay. And anybody out there listening, scleroderma, lupus, any autoimmune issues, the body's attacking itself. It's looking for an enemy that's hiding behind your blood vessels or hiding behind your skin or hiding behind some organ in your body, your thyroid, if it's autoimmune disease of the thyroid. It's hiding behind there in the body in an effort to get at that allergen, that enemy, so to speak, is attacking the thyroid or attacking the skin or attacking something in there. Folks who have scleroderma have high amounts of immune and inflammatory byproducts inside their skin, and that should tell you all you need to know right there. And it's true, as Jack says, you don't hear that approach very often. The key to health, my friends, is in the digestive system. It's the core of the body. It's the key to health. If you have a problem that's autoimmune-based, eliminate foods for a week. Get yourself on broth, soups, benign, mild, gentle foods, and then at the end of a week, reintroduce foods. And, of course, the Flora FX product, the Longevity Flora FX, is a great supplement for all digestive issues because probiotics are wonderful for the digestive system. Now, we don't talk about that all the time. I try to talk about it a lot, but we don't cover that as much as we should. If you've had a GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, a heartburn, if you have ulcers, if you have any digestive problems, you want to hone in on food allergies and on probiotics, those Flora FX. And, of course, the Biolumin Living Essence and Nightly Essence also are good sources of good bacteria and probiotics. Okay, I know that's interesting, Doug. Nobody ever talks about the importance of the digestive system for autoimmune disease.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what percentage would you guess of Americans have some sort of digestive issues where they're not digesting properly or they're eating foods that they're allergic to and these kinds of things? I would say it's pretty high.
Pretty high.
80-90% or
yeah,
better.
The numbers I've read are 80 million Americans have digestive problems one way or another. But that's just folks who, like, go to the doctor. There's probably a lot of folks who just...
Or the purple pill.
Yeah, there's folks who just say, oh, I have a problem, and that's it. I just got to live with it. You know, there's folks who have just given up. And, like, our friend Jack, you know, he's ready to give up.
Yeah, it sounds like he's just sitting there waiting for the Grim Reaper to
come
by.
No, for my friends, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait to die. We can thrive. Our body is designed to heal itself. You just have to figure out what that enemy is, what's getting in there that is causing the problems, and eliminate that. You don't have to wait to die. And, you know, I'm glad he said that, Jack said that, because it just reminded me that that's how we live in our culture, is that we're just waiting to die. And we're not living the life that we're guaranteed to live by, our divine mandate of healing. The body has a divine mandate to heal and renew itself, and it does it on its own, as long as it has the raw materials to do its work, and as long as you're not being saturated with the enemies of industrial processed foods. And I'm telling you what, grains, dairy, eggs, peanuts, and soy are the big five when it comes to food allergies, and you do your body a lot of good to be eliminating them, especially if you have an autoimmune disease like scleroderma or lupus or Hashimoto's thyroid or arthritis or a whole slew of diseases that go by the name of autoimmune. Okay, excuse me, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We've got a few more minutes to talk to you at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program on the ZBS Radio Network. Don't go away. We got more good health information coming right at you after this break.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree. But what you can do is you can call your Longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
The drive is made to the basket, a high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up, the shot is blocked. Here they come now, Theo running the lane, pass goes to Theo Ratliff, but it slams up. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Longevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Longevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Longevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Hi. All right, my friends. We are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. We got a few minutes to talk to you. So if you got any questions, now's the time to get on board. We got somebody on hold there. Douglas, why don't we take our call?
All right, let's head to Florida. And Thelma, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hi, Thelma.
Hi, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Thelma, how are you?
The one question I'd like to ask you, my daughter-in-law has endometriosis.
Endometriosis, okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
And she has a liver small intestines.
Okay.
And they said she had to be operated on in June.
Okay, let's see. Any diabetes in the family?
Not that I know of.
How's her weight?
Oh, she's very heavy.
Okay. Endometriosis is associated with estrogen. Okay. Estrogen is a growth hormone. And estrogen is not only a hormone that causes people to gain weight, but estrogen is also made in fat cells. So the more fat you have, the more estrogen you're going to make. And elevated estrogen levels are clearly associated with endometriosis. Number one, first and foremost, we got to balance that estrogen and lower her estrogen. So she's got to lose some weight. That's first of all. Best way to lose some weight is, of course, to figure out what's going on in the diet. And I could tell you that you want to lower your breads and your pastas and your daughter should lower the breads and the pastas and the cereals and all of the refined carbohydrate foods, but sometimes that's difficult to do. It's a lot easier to say than it is to do. So the best way to do it, to make it easy to do, is to increase the amount of fats and increase the amount of proteins that you eat. Just eating more fat in terms of essential fatty acid supplements will satisfy you to the point where you're not eating those carbohydrate weight gain foods, and that will help lower her estrogen on its own. Secondly, excuse me, you can balance the estrogen with progesterone. Ask your doctor about progesterone. The good stuff requires a prescription, and be careful, it's not fake progesterone. Ask for real progesterone, because there are drug versions of progesterone that are not progesterone, and doctors do not make that distinction, unfortunately. You have to make it for them. Say, Doc, I want some real progesterone, not the fake stuff. And that'll help balance out her estrogen as well. Also, lowering or strengthening her insulin can help endometriosis, and you do that with the Longevity Sweet Ease product, as well as the Ultimate Classic and the Tangy Tangerine. I'd be on both of those tomorrow, as soon as possible. Finally, clearing estrogen out of the body can be accomplished partially with the help of good bacteria. Get yourself on the Flora FX as soon as you can. The Flora FX is a wonderful way to give yourself those bacteria that help clear out excess estrogen. And it's not just for your daughter, but anybody out there listening who's got cystic fibroids or endometriosis, clearing out the estrogen is a very important strategy for relieving all of those issues. And by the way, lots of folks have too much estrogen. It's not just women either. It's men too. There's estrogen all over the place. So losing weight is number one, first and foremost, going to help your daughter. Do it by upping her fats and upping her protein. I like the whey protein, but the Bioluminant Living Essence is good. And secondly, getting some good old progesterone, not the fake stuff, the real stuff. And thirdly, getting yourself on the Flora FX, the Longevity Flora FX, to help clear out the excess estrogen. And by the way, exercise is also a great way to help lower estrogen. So the key is in the estrogen part of her body. Got to lower that estrogen, or at the very least balance it out. And she should notice some relief from the endometriosis. Okay, ma'am?
Thank you.
I hope that helps. Thanks so much for calling. Yeah, estrogenization of our culture is really a huge problem. Not only is it found in our environment in the form of fake estrogens, which is in our water and in our fish and in our dairy and in our fowl, but estrogens are also found in cosmetics, especially in sunscreen chemicals. Sunscreens have xeno or foreign estrogenic properties. Of course, soy, which is found ubiquitously, found in almost everything we eat today, also has estrogenic properties. We are swimming in an ocean of estrogen, and it is accounting for huge health issues, including obesity, endometriosis, cancers like prostate cancer and breast cancer. You know, one out of every eight women is going to get breast cancer, according to the statistics, and a large part of that is due to excess estrogen. It's a huge health problem, but it's not something that's inevitable, as no health issues are inevitable. The human body is a healing and regenerating system. We just have to give it the raw materials that it needs to do its work, and we're here to help you understand how to do that. Thanks for joining us today. It's been a great show. We talked about the sun and degenerative disease, autoimmune disease. As always, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. For Doc Wallach and all the folks at the CBS Radio Network, Doug Winfrey, and everybody else, remember, my friends, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everyone. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.